Hello, and thank you for joining me on the first episode of my podcast. My name is Asha. I'm going to be your host. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about all things mental health and all things healing. I wanted to start this podcast because I am recently at all of the things that I have, done in my life and be able to hold myself accountable, not only because A, it's good for my spirit, B, I also want to find out why my brain works the way it does. I feel like I'm a very neurodivergent person, and it's caused a lot of trouble for me in my life, and not knowing how to handle it has caused a lot of trouble for me in my life. So I want to really embark on this journey to find myself, I guess. I have a really big sense of identity vacancy, if that makes sense. I feel like just a person going through life. I don't really have a sense of self sometimes, and so I really kind of want to dig deep and look into that. I want to do topics, deep research topics, and discussions, hopefully with whoever listens to this, about their journey and what they've done and how they're healing. And I really want this to be kind of a community that I want to start, of people who aren't perfect, who are all, looking for people who are like-minded, who are not judgmental, because this is judgment-free zone, and who are really just here to support one another. I know that mental health is a huge, huge thing in today, in today's society. People talk about mental health a lot, but I don't necessarily see or know of people my age who are openly dealing with this stuff and who are openly willing to talk about it. It's not hard. It's not easy to bury yourself to the world and to actually ask for help and to ask for a community of people to see if they can help you. But I kind of feel I don't care anymore. I really don't have much to lose in the sense of anything. I want to be honest. I want to be open, and I want to have really good discussions about mental health, about things that affect everybody in different ways. For me, mainly, I have the thing, I guess I'll just jump right into it because there's a lot that I want to cover in today's episode. The main thing that really has catapulted me on the path that I'm on right now is a battle that I've been waging for about 5 years at this point with a substance that I hate and that hates me back, but I consistently go back to and I run back to because it's become a crutch for me. And it's hard to talk about it, and it's hard to deal with it on my own sometimes because I'm very isolated from a lot of people. So I don't have very many people in my everyday life that I can talk to about this kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's sort of something that's taken over my life. I think about it every single day. I have to deal with it every single day. I have to fight every single day. And it's caused a lot of rifts in my brain, if that makes any sense. And I'm committed to healing those rifts. I'm committed to healing myself. And I'm hoping that I can find a community of people who are like-minded like myself, who are also willing to do the same thing. I just want to start off by saying that nobody's journey is the same. Everybody comes from different places. Everybody starts off at different points in their life with the hardships, the troubles, as I call them. And, that's okay. For me, I feel like I've been dealing with the quote-unquote troubles for the entirety of my life. I feel like my life is just one big, long list of troubles. And I kind of want to talk about it. I want to kind of open myself up to not even just, and people, but just open myself up in general and just talk about all the things that have happened to me in my life, because I feel like I've lived a lot in my 26 years. I feel like I've gone through a lot of shit, and I'm excited to talk about it. For me, my journey started halfway across the world from where I am today, in Africa. I came from this small refugee camp in Kenya and moseyed my way over to the United States back in 2001. It was right around about 9 months before 9/11 happened. So we came here January of 2001, and September, obviously, of 2001 is when 9/11 happened. And It was already hard enough to try and assimilate myself to a culture that I didn't know. I was only been there for 9 months, and then, obviously that happened, and it changed everything for me. I went from not seeing any hostility to being like the object of hostility for, classmates, for one teacher, actually, when I was in like the kindergarten. I should tell that story another time, but yeah, so even in the early parts of my life, I've always had like, so when I first came to this country, it was a lot like, it was a lot like a game of like Tetris. I tried to fit myself where I could while not really speaking the language, not really knowing the culture. I was only 5 years old when I came here, and I sort of just kind of, that's at an age where you're supposed to develop that sense of self. I've learned like 4 or 5 years old is when you're supposed to like see yourself as an individual person with a personality, with likes, interests, hobbies, all that stuff. I never got that because I feel like I was ripped away from an already traumatic life to begin with, only to be placed in a place where I didn't know anything or anyone. And then a couple months after I got there, I'm experiencing extreme amounts of hostility from people that I don't know why they're mad at me. I was a kid. I didn't know, they hated all Muslims and all this extra shit. So I guess I always had a sense of confusion from a very, very young age. And that has followed me throughout my entire life. I have always been the black sheep of my family. Like I don't really fit into my family very well because I'm a very like free thinker. I'm very open to stuff. I'm very inquisitive and strong-willed and strong-minded as fuck. And that doesn't necessarily work in a very conservative Muslim household like I came from. So I've always been kind of like the outcast in my family, and the instability with that has always kind of led me to having instability outside of the home too. Like at school, I was not friends with people. I didn't really have like a core set of friends that I would say like those were my people. I had like maybe one or two friends that I would hang out with, and that was pretty much it. I guess most of my life I've kind of just been a loner. But I consider myself to be like an extra, I guess like a social introvert. Like I can be social and I can be extremely charming if I need to be, but like I much prefer my own company over to other people's, And just growing up in my whole life, that's kind of like the general feeling that I've had, confusion, not knowing, identity issues, stuff like that. And that really went right up until high school. High school is when I kind of started wilding out. Like I went from being a confused kid to being an angry one, to be very, very angry. I went from like not knowing like who I was or who I wanted to be, to just being angry about it. I was pissed at everything and everyone. I had this massive, massive amount of anger in me that I just didn't know how to express. And at home, I can't express it because, like, again, there's also like a culture paradigm between me and my parents because they are strictly conservative Muslims, from Africa, like very, 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 very conservative. And I'm not necessarily that way. So I had like a culture difference. I was more Americanized and they didn't understand it, and I didn't really understand why they didn't understand it. So I couldn't necessarily express myself at home. I can't express myself at school because I don't know how to. So I just got angry. I was mad at everybody. I just became a massive bitch, honestly. I'm gonna keep it 100%. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to be anyone's friend. I just kind of wanted to be by myself and just let that, be what it is. I kind of like, I guess for me, it was like I felt like I had Peter Pan syndrome, or not Peter Pan, Robin Hood syndrome, because I wouldn't be mean to just everybody. I would be mean to the people who were mean. So I felt like I was doing people a justice almost, bullying the bullies, if it were. But no, ultimately, I was just mad and I just wanted to take it out on somebody, That got me in a lot of trouble, obviously. And I got sent to a girls' reformatory school when I was 16 years old. That is a completely different set of stories and anecdotes that I could tell you about the craziest year and a half of my fucking life. That place was absolutely the craziest, most eye-opening, like dramatic, like it was crazy time for me. Like that experience was probably the best and worst experience I've ever had in my life. I learned so much about myself and the level of patience that I could have, and but I, at the same time, it was miserable because I didn't know anybody there at first. I didn't enjoy it at first. It was very restrictive.
And that's at least what I thought. It was very restrictive. And yeah, it was like a girls' reformatory school. So it was like a dorm. You go to school there. You go back to the dorms after school's over. You eat there. You sleep there. You do all of that. And then you go home on home visits every couple of weeks. And then I was there for about, was it, all of junior year and a little bit of senior year. So it was crazy because I learned a lot about myself at that place. I felt like I grew as a person so much. I used to be very impatient and very quick to fight, quick to raise my hand at people. Until I saw some actual psychopaths, okay? Like I walked around my entire life not being scared of anybody until I realized I had to fucking watch my back because these bitches were absolutely nuts. They would stab you. Like they were not the type of girls who were you fucked them. Like they were clinically insane. I just had an attitude problem, okay? But these bitches, like I'm telling you, it was a crazy experience. We were all there for different reasons, but some of the girls were actually legitimately like they would stab you. Some of them have tried to kill their family members, shit like that. It was crazy, crazy school. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. That's another story for a different time. But yeah, I went to that school for 2 years. It was a lot. It was a lot of learning. It was a lot of growing. And then I ended up leaving there and moving in with my sister, in a different state. And I've been here ever since. My journey to like healing, I guess you'd say, started a couple of years ago when I, like I said earlier, discovered something that really turned my life upside down. At the time, I didn't know that it was going to turn my life upside down or that I would get, hooked on it as badly as I did, but I did, and that is the party lifestyle. I know that's may not seem like a big thing or whatever, but I really, really struggled for many years with, alcohol dependence and just binge drinking and a lot of like just addictive behaviors that are very poisonous. And I see that now. And it's hard to like look back and want to talk about it because there were so many dark moments and so many like low times, okay? Like I can't even tell you, like pits of hell low, But at the same time, there's moments in my life that are extremely happy, So I also want to talk about those too. But for me, it started off in college. I was 19 years old. I had taken a gap year between graduating from high school and going to college. And I at that time was an extreme gym junkie. I was like a gym rat. I wanted to be in the gym all day, every day. I was for an entire year, I would go to work and go to the gym. That was it. And so I was super into fitness, super into like health stuff. And I went to college and I had my own car at that point. I was like working on getting my own place. I was on a pretty good path, in all honesty. And I met a group of people I'm friends with now, but it's neither here nor there. I met a group of people who I thought were my friends who really introduced me to a lot of really destructive stuff. I remember the first time that I ever had a sip of alcohol in my entire life. I remember it was in this girl's dorm room and they were mixing vodka and Snapple in the room. And it stunk, first of all. Like I, if so, if you're not a drinker and you're around people who are drinking, it's you're y they smell bad, okay? But they were just mixing vodka and Snapple, and I remember like the smell was just atrocious to me, and I was just like, "What the fuck?" But they looked like they were having so much fun. They looked like they were having so much fun. I was like, "I kind of want to join. Like, let me just take a little sip of this shit." And so I did for the first time, and it literally made me feel like I wanted to die. I hated the taste of it. It made me feel like I was like levitating out of my body. Like it was gross. I wanted the ride to be over as soon as it had like started, But I kept my cool, did whatever. And after that day, it was actually super inconspicuous. I didn't think about it anymore. I was totally over it. I was like, that was a bad experience. I'm not gonna do it again. However, a couple of months later, I started to go out to parties with these girls. Like to actual parties, not just like hanging out in their dorms. We would go to actual parties and stuff. And that's where it all kind of went to shit. The whole partying lifestyle and hanging out and doing all this stuff kind of caught up with me. Like I kind of got like hooked into it a little bit. I was like, oh, let's go out on the weekends and da da da. It was super normal at first. Let's go out on the weekends, let's have a good time, blah blah blah, until it wasn't fun anymore, And from then on, I kind of have been on and off struggling with it for the last 5 years, really. Like, there's times where I'm able to go, like, a whole year without touching it, and other times where I'm just like, okay, maybe one every night is not going to be a bad thing. So it's very up and down for me. And it's hard because it's just something that you have to fight with every single day because you're reminded of it every single day. And I reckon it to, like, an insidious spirit. Like, I really do think of it as, like, a fucking demon. And every time I get the urge to do it, I think of that demon on my shoulder whispering in my ear, oh, da, 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 and then it instantly makes me not want to do it because I'm just like, oh, nope. I'm not going to feed into that shit. But it's hard because, like, life is hard, you know, and there's always going to be stressors in the world. There's always going to be things to stress you the fuck out. And I am looking for a way and a place in my own brain that resides there that I can go to when I'm feeling stressed that calms me. A place in my own brain where I can just escape from everything without needing anything to assist me to do that. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a really just a stable me, you know? I have feel like my whole life has just been one, you know, tedious instability, I mean. So I feel like I really just want to find myself. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. You know, I'm going to answer questions that I have personally. Like, I'm going to do the research and I'm going to hop on here and I'm going to tell you what I found. I don't know who's going to listen to this, if anyone's ever going to listen to this, but I want to share it. This is something that I feel like I really, really feel passionate about because I want to heal myself and I want other people to, like, heal along with me so we can all just be one happy spiritual community, you know? I want to answer questions about that I have personally about things like death, things. I know that's kind of, like, weird, but, like, I wonder about that. I've wondered about that my entire life, and that's a big part of mental health is a fear of dying, you know what I mean? So I want to jump into that stuff. I want to learn about, like, certain meditations that take you to the place of peace in yourself. I want to learn about, you know, all kinds of methods and coping skills that are going to allow me to really, like, implement a healthy, happy life, you know, going forward, and allow me to have the strength I need to continue my battle, you know what I mean? Just, like, fight every single day, because my demon is more than just one, you know what I mean? Like, I have a plethora of problems. I'm sure everybody does, but, you know, I want to be able to, like, look at all of my issues in the face and be like, yeah, I know how to handle you, bitch, you know? So that's my little tidbit for today. I'm going to hopefully try and post a podcast every couple of days. But yeah, if anyone's listening out there, I'm so happy that you joined me, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.